All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I just learned that Jason got a growth on his finger.
A growth.
I do, nigga.
It's not a tumor.
What were you about to, you about to make that funny?
No, I wasn't, but I'm just saying that one for the general population, but it's okay.
But
you
embarrassed?
I got an ailment.
You embarrassed about all the shit you say? I mean, like, people know you got herpes. Are you worrying about that bump on you?
That's some bullshit, J-Mac, because I don't have fucking herpes. See, this is how rumors get fucking started. Oh, bad headline ass nigga.
So what did you say? Court of public opinion or court? I didn't remember said court, right?
Court of public opinion, nigga.
You did say court. So why are you worried about the court of public opinion?
The facts will come out in court, nigga.
Right. It's okay. That's some bullshit. That's
present your fucking...
Your simplex will come out.
Right. Present your test results.
And should we all go get tested?
Because that's how the court of public opinion works.
That's what we need to do for real. On the show one time, we need to all go get tested for every STD and bring the paperwork back.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I did already. I was going to say I did already. I'm good.
No, nigga. You can't bring no 19. Yeah. You can't bring no 1920s or 1990
tests. I got this year paperwork.
Yeah.
Since COVID. In my fucking glove box.
Before Corona? Right,
since COVID?
In your glove box.
Yeah, before Corona, before COVID, right before COVID.
In your glove box?
Yes. I got tested earlier this year.
What? The other day?
February or March of this year.
So that's not the other day. But anyways, so what'd you get tested for?
Everything. Like when you do a physical, when I do my physical every year, I get tested.
But I'm just saying though, but so they don't go STD test, everything, negative.
No, they ask you, what all you want to be tested for, they check box, and then they do the blood work and everything.
So you're
for
telling
it.
Me that in a physical, they check for STDs?
Yeah, the one I did.
Not just HIV, but STDs, gonorrhea.
Because I did mine for everything.
Stick something in your dick?
You don't have to do that now.
It's blood work.
Oh.
So, again, it's individual stuff, right? Like it says...
Nigga, they got a lot of tubes that they take. I'm just talking about the fucking paper.
So the paper says herpes negative, this negative, syphilis negative, gonorrhea negative.
It's typed out, yes.
That's good, man. I'm glad you're finally free.
Nigga, I do that all the time, Jimmy. I don't play them games.
Yeah.
My shit good, nigga. I got a healthy dick. But keep going. What else we learned this week, guys?
Why'd that make you smile?
Jay Smooth.
You smiled real hard when you said you got a healthy dick.
Jay Smooth, why'd that make you smile when you said that? Honestly.
I got a healthy dick?
Yeah.
I'm at 40 plus years, nigga, you want to have a healthy dick.
But why'd it make you smile? It tickled you a little bit. Like,
nigga, I'm glad my dick is healthy.
I get it, but I mean, there is some other emotion that was
nigga,
there.
If I ever have pus coming out my dick, I'm going to be mad at a bitch, and y'all going to see me on the next news episode. That's why. I'll be happy. It's like good results. When you get that good results, nigga, you good. Some niggas scared to get tested.
I learned that when describing your attributes of what you bring to the table, they need to be tangible. Right?
Something that you can hold on to.
It needs to be something that's not abstract.
Something that benefits the other person, whether they need it to, whether they know it does or not.
Because that right there, Smooth is going to say, you don't know you need to laugh.
But I'm saying, if you say I make you
laugh and you don't even know it, so I bring that endorphins when you down and I make you happy.
If you say
happy.
You bring kindness, I don't know that I need kindness and I don't know how that'll help me. But if you say you bring a stack of fucking money, I don't need money for that to help.
You like that house cleaning shit though. That was,
I like house cleaning.
Yeah, that shit was
and
nice.
The no arguing.
Yeah, the no arguing.
Is that possible? Can somebody not argue ever? I know you said you and your wife don't ever argue.
We don't argue.
I don't know that that's possible. I've never.
You guys call it disagreements?
No, we don't. I mean, we don't. Just
punch each other.
No, so we just don't.
You debate.
We don't even have those. I don't know. What's the problem? Maybe we just agree.
Maybe I don't love each other.
Maybe we like-minded or something. I don't know, because we don't have disagreements. Like,
but aren't like-minded people the ones that argue the most?
Maybe we're not like-minded then. I don't know then. Maybe whatever the opposite is.
That seems like an anomaly, man. I think, do you argue with your girl?
I don't really argue, period, to be honest. Have I ever gotten into some argument with some chicks before? I have. But I don't even like arguing. I don't even like raising my voice like that.
Nigga, stop. You are the guy who uses the loudness to be who you are. You wouldn't be who you were if you weren't loud.
So you in my relationships?
Nigga, I'm just knowing who you are. You're loud.
You don't know me, nigga. You just met me, nigga, a few years ago.
You're
no, I'm not.
You're Nigga, you don't know.
This is the thing. Currently, right now, I'm talking low, and look how loud you are. It amazes me how you don't talk in this relationship.
This guy has been in your life for 6 years now.
So you can't hold on me.
You can't say that y'all aren't close. Like,
we're not.
You know, y'all, hey, look, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, Jay Mac. I'm sorry, Smooth. Y'all are close as fuck. Y'all talk more in this 3 or 4 hours every Monday. You guys are close, my nigga. Y'all might not be best brothers.
But this is what he's doing right now. Have you noticed him? Like talking.
Right,
like this
I hear.
Like this, I don't. Hey, we have 600 episodes, nigga, where you try to talk over people loudly when you don't want to fucking hear something that's being said. Shut the fuck up. That's what I learned. Act real silly when it gets late.
When people get ignorant and do what you're doing and don't allow me to talk, then that's when my voice gets a little elevated.
Can you say it, Smooth?
That's when my voice gets elevated.
Can you say it?
Say what?
You and Mac are close. Say it.
No, we're not fucking close. You don't know me.
You've been in a relationship with this nigga for 6 years.
Nigga, I've been in a relationship with chicks 6 years and they still don't know me.
No. You don't see them as often as you see Mac.
I do. I see him actually more.
No, I don't think so.
And talk to him more. And nigga, I give him the same energy I give you. Nigga, not enough.
What? Since you give Mac more energy?
No, I said not enough. Same energy.
Why would you give me?
I might have fucked that one up.
Why would you give me the same energy as you give your bitches?
I might have fucked that one up. I fucked up.
Okay,
I need you to say it. Y'all are close. Say it.
No, we're not.
I knew this nigga from episode 5. I knew this nigga from episode 5.
What do you mean episode 1? Because episode 5 was actually episode 1.
Right. I knew this nigga, and I remember telling you on the way home, I knew this nigga.
Told me on the way home?
Yes, because we were talking about it. I was saying,
we
hey,
rode together?
No, I was calling.
Oh.
And I was saying, hey,
was a lame.
I was saying, hey, man, listen, I didn't mean for shit to go that way, but your dude, I know this guy. I've been around this guy.
Yeah.
I've seen this guy in many circles.
Right.
And even though 6 years later, I remember saying, I don't normally hang around with dudes like that.
Yeah.
But 6 years later, I do hang around dudes like that now.
This is your boy.
Right. I do hang around dudes like that now.
But I need you to understand this is your dude.
Hey, it is.
Like, y'all are close.
No, listen, he's the one saying that.
Y'all always act like you're not, though.
I would not let someone beat Jay Smooth up.
Right.
For long.
Would you let somebody beat Jay Mac up?
Yeah. Of course he would. The nigga can't fight. He got no choice. What is he gonna do?
Nigga, fuck Cheerly? That. Look, nigga, walk
this
out.
This is so cute. Hey, look, you guys are
this
so cute.
Don't say you guys. For long.
Hold on.
This nigga said, I wouldn't let him beat him up for long.
Don't say you guys, because he's doing
so
it. See, there you go.
You guys are adorable, man. I swear to God, you guys are adorable.
I like when you're doing that.
I'm just saying, look how y'all are acting. I don't like you. I don't like him at all.
Who's saying that?
He ugly. This guy.
I know. So why are you saying you guys, though?
Because you're kind of to me. I won't let him beat him up for long. Like,
honestly, I'm definitely going to let a nigga sock that nigga in the face.
You guys are flirting with each
other. You would let a nigga get socked in the face. But then you wouldn't let him get socked in the face?
Absolutely not.
I'm letting him get punched.
I won't let any of y'all get punched in the face.
So how are you going to stop a nigga from punching somebody?
If I could help it, I wouldn't allow you to get punched in the face.
Okay. I just got
a brand new laser on my pistol.
You going to shoot a nigga?
I'll put that laser right between his eyes. I bet he won't punch you.
Well, I bet you won't pull that.
I bet he won't punch you.
You won't pull that.
I bet he won't pull it either.
You're right.
Right. I would not let any of y'all get punched. That's just not gonna happen.
So what else we learn?
No, I need you to say it before we move on.
You know, what you want to say?
Y'all are close. Yes, your boy.
No, we're close because we're sitting at the table and we're across the table from each other. So we're close in proximity.
That's so adorable.
But we're not really close like that.
You used to throw rocks at the girls you liked, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
Not at all.
Hey, so what he's telling you is that very early on it's been clear that you had a crush on me.
Yeah, man, I don't do dudes, my nigga.
Nigga, you said you loved me, you said you wanted to kiss me.
Look, because I don't want anything to happen to you, my nigga.
See?
No, no.
You said you would wrestle me naked because
love you to
that's
the point.
That's what we learned today.
Love you to the point where I know that you know.
No, nigga, you said it gay. No, it was hella gay.
I would want your wife to see her husband, so I wouldn't want this shit to happen to you, my nigga.
Now,
if somebody knocked you out, I'll walk past that because you would get an opportunity.
This is the loud nigga that I fucking know and love.
Right. I still didn't get loud.
Now you're trying to get soft again.
So, I still didn't get loud.
Be honest.
Yes.
So, when this nigga said that he loved me,
yes,
Was it in a fucking heterosexual way?
It was a brother way.
Not that I could tell.
It was very gayish, wasn't it?
It was
very,
brother.
Okay.
So let's
brotherly?
No, it was not brotherly.
So that's your brother?
Let's finish up talking about
which one is it?
Yeah.
I need you to say it.
Huh?
Just say it, man. Let's go on. Let's move on.
Well, nigga, we not that close, my nigga.
But you said you love him like a brother.
He said, you know, what it is that he's mad that we're not as close as he would like us to be.
See, you got the darkie speaking up.
No.
What's
see?
Wrong?
Come on, what? Man.
That's diversion. That's diversion tactic.
He's
spitting out flares. flares. darkie.
And you just want to say it. And then you went three times. That's fucked up, Jay.
But you know when they shoot the flares out, it's not just one flare.
You did triple up.
But you know when they shoot the flares out, it's multiples.
So what you saying, like we shooting at the darkie because you like,
No, I'm just saying you're using those.
And you wouldn't say it again.
No, I'm just saying you're using it as a distraction. And obviously when you've seen the planes or any of the submarines, it's multiples.
But you know what I'm flag and I'm what is it? The what you call gun? It's like a grenade launcher though when they shoot the flares out. Poof, poof,
we're not
poof.
Talking about this, bro.
Just say it, man.
He ain't gonna say it.
You're not gonna say it?
No.
Say no. You care for Jamie Mac.
I do care for you, J Mac.
I think you guys are very close. And I think it's a good relationship too. I think I've seen this relationship grow from nothing to from kind of a jealous / hatred, because one side of it was jealousy, one side of it was hatred. And it grew to like...
Because J-Mac was jealous of me. He's just mad because that nigga didn't never had the looks like me. He ain't had the bitches like I had. You know what I'm saying? But he locked down so he can't fuck the type of women like me. Yeah, nah, I take that back. He might be able to, so I take that back. You know what I'm saying?
It grew to a real brotherhood for real, though. Like, I think you guys are actually really close now. It's funny that you're denying it. That's why I just wanted you to say it. But that's fine. You ain't got to say it.
That's all right. So, like, this weekend, he called me trying to hook me up. See? You know, see, he said, I don't, you know.
You called a married man. No. This motherfucker texted me. He said, so you text me. I didn't just outright call you.
No, but you still tried to, you called me to give me assistance.
You called me out the blue. So, nigga was thinking about me. He said, hey, bro. What's the shit that you watch football on? After Beyonce said, fuck that shit. I don't watch that shit. I want my shit to come through clear. When I hit play, that shit is on. That nigga J-Mac said, my nigga, what's that website?
Because the way we were watching it is gone right now.
See, if you had the motherfucking fast, we'd be good.
But anyway, so I text him.
I'm just going to hook you up.
And then he calls me. And then
you ain't answer, motherfucker. Nah, you never answer.
I was taking a nap.
You never answer.
It was nap time, nigga. You got to respond like quick.
I responded back to you, and you didn't even come back. I said, this nigga here, he going to hit me up because I hit you right back.
But anyway.
So what you're really saying is your relationship is great. You guys are doing well.
You guys call
well.
Each other off the
wait
show.
Wait a minute. Didn't he say right now we need to link up before the show?
He did. He
wants to because I'm going to hook your shit up.
See?
So see, that's
what I'm going to do for you.
I love it,
you know what I'm saying?
I just
have a good heart.
We also learned that French Reggie is willing to bet on himself, but he's not quite.
Mm, he is.
He wants to really badly, but he's like, is that smart?
No, not to have doubt about betting on yourself.
Well,
you got to go in.
He started like, man, I just want to bet on myself, but is that smart?
Is it shit not? Well, I mean, it depends on it. I mean, if you got $100,000 in debt, you might want to try to take
it. $100,000 last year, nigga. This new... what is it? Graduate school is more expensive.
You might want to take a for sure bird in the hand.
Where are you doing your graduate school at? What school? Same school?
Nah, Florida.
At Florida?
Yeah.
University of Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different bill. That's a different bill than Georgia State.
The Gators?
Yeah, the Gators.
Okay.
That's a different bill, nigga.
You done sold all the way out, nigga. You know we don't fuck with them.
Right, we don't fuck with them, nigga.
You know that. I ain't even SEC like that, nigga, but we know we don't fuck with them niggas, right?
None.
Come on, bro.
But that's a different bill, though.
Yeah.
That ain't a Georgia State bill. That's a whole nother kind of bill.
And when you do that, do you pay out-of-state fees on that shit, too?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But he gonna be broke like he does. Bruh, online school has changed. I know you went to online school, didn't you? Did you do online school, too, or just...
I did some.
University of Phoenix? Mm-mm. That was everywhere. That was like the first one, right?
It was Georgia State now. It was
distance learning.
Georgia Perimeter.
But look,
I didn't know that University of Phoenix was actually a real university.
I thought it was.
It's accredited. Yeah.
I know it's accredited.
That nigga said accredited. That nigga said it's accredited.
I knew it was a university, but I didn't know that it was the University of Phoenix. Like, you know, you have the University of Georgia. I thought it was just a name, like
the bird,
like DeVry, nigga. Like, you know, DeVry University, nigga. You know, it's
She said online school change. Yeah,
it's more expensive now.
Yeah, I don't know why it's expensive
It's like when they went from compact disc to MP3s. There's no charge for a lot of this shit anymore. The charges you're still charging artists for to sell their music. There's no buybacks because it's a stream or a digital download. There's no breakage. Nothing gets broken in shipping. That's something they charge the artists. Like, they only pay you 85% of the
because of
the day,
buyback and breakage
and all that stuff. So that's why they would take only that 15%. They wouldn't even ever really
get
that.
Put a lot of fees. It's mostly like you paying for the name of the school and I guess your tuition.
But it's going up though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but also too, you pay for like whatever system that keeps the online thing going.
And hey, that's a big deal though.
Yeah, it's like a technology fee.
What I'm saying,
like half of the bill is a technology fee.
Well, having kids homeschool, that's a big deal because their shit don't be working.
But see, the idea is that they're not having to keep campuses open, dormitories and stuff like that. So then how can we justify them paying for dormitory fees or for whatever? So we have to find some other fee, and it's just gotten a lot more expensive. There was a time when schools were mostly on campus that you could do online school and it would be pretty cheap. It was like a fraction, huge difference. Right. But now they're right there. So anyway, we learn anything else?
That WAP don't mean good pussy.
We learned that?
Yes.
Did we sample some?
No, but that's what I'm telling y'all. So now y'all know.
Oh.
You had some wet ass pussy and it wasn't that good?
Just because that pussy is wet. Let me be clear.
They said he has a light, super wet pussy.
He did say that was weirdness.
Why? Because you just be coming out too quick?
No, this is the thing. So I stand corrected because I've said it before. I don't know if, besides that one, if there's bad pussy. Like, even bad pussy is still good.
Mm-mm.
It's still.
If that motherfucker like you going to the motherfucking galaxy, nigga, when you stick your dick in, like, it is not
good. You've never been sitting on the couch and somebody's like, man, come upstairs and have sex, or come in the bedroom and have sex. You're like,
Yeah, you know, sometimes...
I don't know that you can say that's good pussy, dude.
No, so...
If you ever like,
What if you're tired?
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't mean that the pussy's bad. That's a me thing.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But if...
What if I just jacked off?
Ooh, that's a good... Yeah, that happens.
Right.
Have you ever felt bad as shit?
Yeah. Like fuck, I just wasted that.
Do you lie?
I just wasted that one.
But do you lie?
Like, say it's your stomach or something?
Or just whatever. Just like, oh, you know, I'm not really in the mood or...
Oh, yeah, I got to drop a deuce or something.
Do you ever just say, I just jacked off?
No.
Yeah.
You can't say, I just gave one to the screen. I just gave yours to the computer. God. You can't tell her that.
That is one of the worst feelings.
Yeah.
When it comes to sex, that's one of the worst feelings. That
because you're like, damn, I could have gave it to the... I just virtually, damn.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
And now I don't even, I'm not even close. I'm just.
Refractory it doesn't even matter. Like, I'm done for the day.
And I know you got real good, normal, actual, tangible pussy right here in front of me.
But it's,
that doesn't require my hand or lotion.
It's too late. It's too late.
You know what I learned too? That, you know, in scenes, you know, in movies, a lot of times when they show masturbating, they show fucking like Kleenex, like the nasal, like the.
And they show it weird too. Who jacks off that fast?
And wait a minute. And nobody, nobody cleans up with a fucking
Kleenex.
With a Kleenex.
It'll be all stuck to you.
Wait a minute. You smooth. Why are you making that face? You use Kleenex?
I have reached over and grabbed, just snatched one or two of them off.
That seems like that would, like you said, it would stick to you. Like you're gonna wake up with pieces of stuff. Right.
But it's okay, but you can go wash up. You just need something for the moment.
Huh?
I don't know.
All right.
I needed something with more, like a quicker picker-upper.
Right. I need it to be at least a paper towel.
With some layers.
We're talking about paper products. It's
like
gotta
a Kleenex doesn't even feel like one ply.
Yeah.
I don't even
feel
like one.
You said
a sock?
People really use the sock. I never understood the
That's
sock.
A fifi is what they call that.
You ain't gotta put your dick in the hole. You just catch it.
Never borrow socks from these niggas.
It's a fleshlight for broke niggas. You know what a fleshlight is, right?
No.
A flashlight?
Flesh. Light.
That's another show.
And he wasn't on the show back then.
We'll catch y'all next week.